AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Russian Defense Ministry says it shot down Ukrainian drones that attacked two Russian air bases, and three Russian servicemen were killed by debris in the assaults.
Reports from Russian media say explosions have rocked two air bases in the country, one of them housing nuclear-capable strategic bombers that have been involved in strikes against Ukraine. Neither Ukrainian nor Russian authorities have commented on the possible cause of the blasts. When asked whether President Vladimir Putin had been briefed about one of the base explosions, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that the president is being regularly informed about ongoing developments. This comes as many Western nations have enacted a $60 per barrel cap on the price they will pay for Russian crude oil, part of efforts to put a financial squeeze on Moscow over Russia's nine-month-old invasion of Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A serial killer known as the Torso Killer admitted to killing a 23-year-old woman outside a Long Island shopping mall in 1968 and four other women decades ago. Richard Cottenham was arraigned earlier this year on a second-degree murder charge. Appearing virtually from a New Jersey prison for the New York hearing, Cottenham was sentenced to 25 years to life behind bars. Jurors started deliberating in the Trump Organization's criminal tax fraud trial, weighing charges former President Donald Trump's company helped executives dodge personal income taxes on perks such as Manhattan apartments and luxury cars. North Korea fired about 130 artillery rounds into the water near its western and eastern sea borders with South Korea, the latest military action contributing to worsening relations between the neighbors. A hospital in Memphis says it paused, not stopped, its gender-affirming services in response to possible legal action by civil rights advocates who argue the hospital's move is illegal and discriminatory. This is AP News. Russia says a new EU $60 a barrel price cap on oil will not hurt them in the war in Ukraine.
Eurasia analyst Chris Weefer tells the Associated Press, at this price level, that outlook really doesn't change much.
What is key is how much volume Russia will be able to sell, and that depends not only on the willingness of Asian buyers to continue buying Russian oil, but also what is the physical ability of Russia to shift that oil.
Experts think Western nations are walking a fine line between trying to cut Russia's oil income and preventing a shortage that would cause a price spike and worsen inflation. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Houston and Texas remain firmly entrenched atop the AP men's college basketball poll, while preseason number one, North Carolina, dropped out entirely after a fourth straight loss. Virginia, Purdue, and Connecticut round up the top five. Kansas is at number six. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.